Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Just after 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. And, of course, Tuesday morning, our chance to visit with our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, the People's Republic of California. Jim Yoder from beautiful Indian Wells. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about how they're still counting votes in places like Florida. They were counting votes, I guess, yesterday until the victory speech and the concession in Arizona, but they're still counting votes, believe it or not, in the People's Republic of California. What in God's name is going on? Let's check in with Jim Yoder. Jim is with us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am fine. Well, why are they still counting votes in California?
For the same reason that they are in Florida. They're going to count the votes till they get the outcome that they want. What I don't understand is how in the world did they call the governor's race for Gavin Newsom when John Cox was 100,000 votes ahead, and they called it for Gavin Newsom. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. Daryl Issa, his seat flipped last week. Daryl Rohrabacher, after 15 terms, his seat flipped. This great lady, Young Kim, she did win her seat, but you never hear about it on the from the media. You know, she's a self-made Korean American lady who's done very well. She won her seat, but that's might as well not have happened. You never hear anything about it.
Yeah, yeah. She won't make it to CNN. I can just about promise you. is the People's Republic of California changing demographically? I mean, I look at areas that used to be Republican strongholds, and now the Republicans lost seats. Can you talk a little bit about the changing face of California, and is it changing markedly?
It is, along the coast especially. You know, it used to be San Francisco and Los Angeles were pretty Democratic strongholds, but then once you got south of the Los Angeles airport all the way down to San Diego, it was a very strong Republican stronghold. But now Orange County, Newport Beach, and even into San Diego, it's turning, as we saw. I'm kind of surprised Duncan Hunter, with his ethical issues, was able to hold on to his seat. But yes, San Diego, I think, is gone. I think the whole – I just don't know how this state will ever turn back. I think we only have one Republican legislative seat statewide. It's incredible.
That's not even enough for a caucus.
Oh, no. No, it's strongly in the the blue column, and I just don't see how it's going to change because they keep bringing in more Democratic voters. I mean, they want, we've got so many illegal voters here, it's not even funny. And that's what I'm very concerned. A week ago, I was with you, and we were pretty optimistic, you know, when I was in Las Vegas, and we were thinking things were going to go, and then the next day, it was 180 degrees different. You guys were pretty down there in Nevada because you had gotten wiped out. And I just thought maybe they miscalled the election or what they thought would happen. But in looking over Wisconsin and Arizona and Georgia and Florida and Montana, I'm thinking this whole election was rigged. And I think it's just a dry run for 2020. And if the Republicans don't do something about it, I don't think Trump will get reelected.
When you say do something about it, any feel for what needs to be done? Is it the message? Is it the messenger? There were a lot of people, a lot of suburban white women, who were turned off by the president's rhetoric, the Billy Bush tapes, all of that, and the tweets and all of that. Is there something the president's going to have to do, some sort of course correction he's going to have to enact in order to get back in the good graces of white middle-class suburban women?
He has to. You know, you've been around, I've been around. He doesn't bother me a bit. He's from Queens, New York, and that's just the way they are. But white suburban women out in outside of Des Moines don't always understand that, and they don't want to tolerate it. I know a lot of white suburban women who hold their nose and vote for him because they think he's the best one for what their beliefs are, but there are a lot who don't vote for him, and he's going to have to soften the rhetoric. He's going to have to tone down what he thinks. He just can't blurt out what he thinks all the time. And just like even when he talks to these female press reporters, sure, they may be wrong. They may ask stupid questions, but he can't say that. He's just got to bite his tongue and be polite. Otherwise, he's going to have a lot of problems in 2020. And I would predict that if he sees that coming, he just wouldn't even run because he does have an ego, and I don't think he wants to suffer the humiliation of a loss. And so before he would do that, he just wouldn't run.
Do you think, because I view this president as incredibly smart. He is borderline brilliant to figure out how to defeat 17 other Republicans and win the nomination and win the presidency, even up to election night where people were saying it couldn't happen. There's no path, to 270. And then he says, but there was a path to 306. Is this guy smart enough to see this and maybe to do a course correction?
I think he is. I get a kick out of these people who are journalism majors in college criticizing a guy who's an international businessman, who's a billionaire, who's, sure, he did have a head start, but he's taken what he had, and he increased it pretty significantly, and they criticize him for being stupid. He's 10 steps ahead of everybody else, but he's going to have to come to a realization within himself that the whole country doesn't accept his style. And I think that's what half the problem is or more. They just don't like his style. They like what he's doing, but half the people don't even get to realize what he's doing because they don't see it, because they're not told it, because they go to news sources that they're comfortable with, and those news sources will not let them know the accomplishments that he's making. So he's got to win over the press, because you've got Hollywood, you've got educational system, and you've got the media totally against him, and half the Republicans.
Again, Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, operates out of Indian Wells, beautiful Indian Wells. The weather's always beautiful all year round. If you haven't been to Indian Wells or to Palm Springs, man, you got to take a road trip. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to look ahead. We have looked back, but we're going to take a look ahead at what needs to happen. What is going to happen in the House, for instance, where investigation after investigation after investigation. Nita Lowey, we'll let you hear from her coming up in our next segment. She went right down the list with the folks at Axios and enumerated what's going to get investigated, and it's just about everything. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
For many employers, seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, joining us as he does every other Tuesday. He was gracious enough to come in for Election Day. We see how that worked out. Ooh, not good. But that's okay. That's okay. I want you to hear, and I want our audience to hear, Nita Lowey. She was on with Axios. She was interviewed by Axios, and they went through a litany of what it is Democrats want to investigate when they take control of the House in January.
Should the majority look into these issues related to President Trump that has come up? The Space Force.
Yes.
James Comey's firing.
Yes.
The travel ban.
Yes.
The family separation policy.
Absolutely.
Hurricane relief in Puerto Rico.
Oh, it was absolutely inadequate.
White House staff use of personal email.
Oh, for sure.
The president's business dealings abroad.
Absolutely. And I want to see his tax return.
And she wants to see his tax return. What do you see happening in January? Nancy Pelosi, who everybody seems to think is going to end up winning the speakership, even though there are people that actually ran on the platform of I will not vote for Nancy Pelosi, Democrats that vowed they would not vote for Nancy Pelosi for speaker. What do you expect to happen in January?
I expect Nancy Pelosi to twist their arms and they will turn around and vote for her, or they will be one-term representatives. That's what I think.
Wow.
This Axios, I mean, they're just such a left-wing organization. So, in other words, they want the Democrats just to investigate everything but don't do any legislating at all. And she wants to talk about his foreign business deals. How about Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son, who got $1 billion from China when his son rode on Air Force Two over to China while Biden was supposedly doing some deal with the Chinese, and his son was able to strong-arm the Chinese and get $1 billion through Swiss banks into to their hands. Why don't we talk about that, too?
Yeah. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is serious that they're going to have to pick their spots? Or do you think that the radicals, the Jerry Nadlers, the Elijah Cummings, the committee chairs, that they're just going to try and run roughshod over this president for 2 years?
Well, Jerry Nadler wants to impeach Kavanaugh. For what? Two out of the three accusers have already recanted. So what? There's nothing there for that. I think Nancy Pelosi, for all of her faults, and I'm probably the last person on earth that would be a fan of hers in any way, shape, or form, she's not stupid. She's been around a long time, and she knows not to bark up the wrong tree. I think she's going to keep those people in check a little bit. Elijah Cummings, he's kind of off the wall. But I don't think they're going to impeach Trump. I don't think they're going to impeach Kavanaugh when it comes right down to it, because there's no reason to. They don't have anything on them.
Well, I know on one of the Sunday shows, Nadler started to walk that back. Well, we don't want to investigate Kavanaugh. We want to investigate the scope of the FBI investigation. Was there undue pressure by the White House? They're not going after Kavanaugh. They're going after the investigation of Kavanaugh.
Seven of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there were seven investigations, and there were six investigations before anybody even had a problem with Kavanaugh. So I don't understand where that's going to go. I mean, what are you going to investigate if you're the FBI when the accuser doesn't know where she was, when it took place, how she got there, how she got home, or can't describe the home? What's there to investigate?
Jim, let me ask you, do you think we will get anything of substance done? First of all, during the lame duck session, which begins right now, they're off and running in the House and the Senate. Do you think we'll get anything of substance done over the lame duck or in the next 2 years?
Well, in the lame duck session, I mean, all of this work that Devin Nunes has done, it will be totally for naught if they don't grow a spine and get on it and do something. After that, absolutely not. It's going to be nothing but gridlock, and Wall Street is going to love it. But there will be nothing done in the next 2 years. They do not want to give Trump one iota of an accomplishment, even to the detriment of the country. They will not let him have an accomplishment.
While you and I are talking, Jim, the caravan keeps rolling towards the southern border of the United States. They are still some 1,500 miles away. But now we're getting talk that some of these Mexican states are actually assisting. They're providing transportation, rail transportation, to these illegal immigrants who want to cross our border. Is there anything we can do as a government to get the Mexican federal government, the federales, to clamp down on this thing?
Well, at one point, Trump supposedly had their cooperation, but they're just marching through there, and you know they've got the drug cartels assisting them financially, and how many of these people are mules trying to get in here? I think he's doing the right thing by having the The last force, last defense is the military right there at the border. We can't let these people in. Have you taken a look at them? Only about 20% of them are women and children. They're all men in their mid-20s. To say they're up to no good would be a gross understatement. It is an invasion. And these people like Eric Swalwell, who are criticizing Trump for calling it a caravan and calling it an invasion, are totally off base. They're just giving political rhetoric out there. But it's an invasion, and we can't take this. I mean, how many more people have to get murdered by these migrants before we start taking our immigration policy seriously?
Speaking of Eric Swalwell, he was on last night on CNN and was talking about how, and he was very bold, talking about how immunity for President Trump is going to be officially over in January.
What he may be viewing as harassment is probably a response to the 2 years of immunity that he's been receiving. And what he now sees is going to be oversight. And while we're going to prioritize, you know, the economy and lifting up, you know, wages and protecting health care, we're also no longer going to let the president get away with, you know, easing sanctions on Chinese companies while he gets a $500 million loan from the Chinese on a Trump Tower project. We're not going to allow the president to just, you know, kill this Russia investigation by, you know, hiring an assassin like Matt Whitaker to come in and take it out.
You say assassin, what do you
mean? Yeah, well, Whitaker was hired because of his views on the investigation. He's prejudged the investigation. Vox has reported that the president and Whitaker have been plotting essentially to have Whitaker come in and wind down the investigation. If that had happened on Monday, you know, last Monday before the election, we would be powerless. But the voters want a check on these abuses of power. We're not powerless anymore.
Well, we will see. Obviously, Eric Swalwell is saying that immunity is over, that the Republicans in the House cannot protect the president from investigation after investigation after investigation. How do you think the president will respond? I mean, they're coming after his tax returns.
Well, if what he's been going through the last 2 years is considered immunity, I'd sure hate to see what's not considered immunity. He has absolutely no obligation to present his tax returns. And if I were him, I wouldn't either, because 99% of the people in this country wouldn't understand them if he did. They would cherry pick it, what they wanted to see, and they'd throw that out there and cause all sorts of consternation. But he's got very complicated tax returns, and there's a lot of tax accountants that wouldn't even understand his tax returns. So they would really show nothing. But it's just something for the Democrats to take a look at and pick at and find something and say, see, I got you here. But you know, trust me, he's audited by the IRS every single year, and his companies are audited. If there was something there that was not right, it would have already been out there. But I wouldn't show his tax returns if I were him either, and he's under absolutely no obligation to do so. Just because previous presidents did it, what, after Kennedy or something, that doesn't make it that you have mandatory. They just chose to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, and Jim, you know they did it for political purposes.
Exactly. Jim, always good, man. We'll do it again next in a couple of weeks. How about that?
Good talking to you, Kevin. Thank you for the call.
There you go. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, the People's Republic of California. Stick around. More to do. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell us what you want to talk about. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. 1 week ago today, the Democrats wiped out Republicans all across the state of Nevada, including Washoe County, by the way. It was pretty darn ugly. There were some exceptions to the rule, but by and large, we got our clocks cleaned. Pretty bad. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about in our wall-to-wall free-for-all is take a look back, but more importantly, take a look ahead. I mean, it's hard to believe it. There are people that are right now plotting their political future. Some are Republicans that lost elections a week ago, but they're already plotting, do I have a future? If so, what office should I be running for? And there are people that probably have never run for election before who are saying, you know what, I got to step in and I got to take responsibility myself. I really believe that. I think there are people that do want to run. But before you do run, just a quick note. This is not an easy lift. This is not an easy putt. Running for public office is difficult. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I want to talk about that another crisis on the border, not the one that we're going to have on the Mexican border, but the one that the Jews are dealing with in Gaza. Over the weekend, over 400 rockets were launched into Israel, and in Israel's response now today is they're moving their tanks and the IDF into positions all over the Gaza Strip and the border. And we're going to see within the next week an all-out war is going to begin there. The mother of all wars is going to begin very soon.
Let me ask you this. People in Israel, I'm being told, are being advised to be on a war footing, that they think war is imminent. I don't know for sure. Should there be a U.S. response to this? Should there be a Trump response?
Well, I'd like to see Trump go right alongside Bibi Netanyahu. He's our main ally that we have. Under Obama, no, he wasn't our ally. But under Trump, yes, he is. And I think he should stand by him. I think he should go over there and say, if you need troops or any type of support, we got your back.
I like that. I like that. And I know he was taken up with what was going on in France and the World War I commemoration. But now that he is back, I would like to see a strong U.S. show of support for Bibi Netanyahu and Israel. Now, I'd like to see that. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, as far as this election went, I thought that Laxalt and Heller ran a lousy campaign. I know for a fact that Mark Levin's office tried to contact both of them to be on his program, and neither one of them so much as responded. And he broadcasts to 2.5 million people a day.
Can I tell you something? We had an open invitation to Dean Heller to come on the show, and he never took us up on it. Never took us up during the general election. I may have supported Danny Tarkanian in his Senate bid, but once he jumped over to CD3, I was and I said it on this show. I'm firmly in the camp of Dean Heller that a vote against Dean Heller is a vote for Senator Jackie Rosen, and that's just what we've got.
I think our biggest problem here is people are coming over here to Nevada from California, and these are not educated voters. These are people that have allowed themselves to be propagandized, and they're coming over here, and I really don't know what to do about it. I was in California this past weekend, and I was told by one gentleman that California has become the nut and bolt state. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he told me, well, he says, the left-hand nuts don't fit and won't work.
Well, let me put it this way. Three words for me encapsulate the solution to the problem of the Californication of Nevada, and that's build that wall. We had to build that wall and keep those people in SoCal, and just not don't let them in. That would solve the problem. Build that wall. Because we are being overrun by people from the People's Republic of California who don't believe in freedom and all the things that we who have lived here for a while, these things that we cherish. They're into utopia, a welfare state. And we, I don't know. Is it a matter of there aren't enough of us and there's more of them? I don't know. But it's troubling. And I will tell you this, it's a little scary when you look down the road. I've talked to people already that say they are looking at the possibility of moving to Utah, moving to Arizona, although you saw what happened to Arizona in the Senate election there. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, I've just freed up a line, so if you want to squeeze through now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You call in, we screen you, we get you ready, and then I put you on. It's that simple. Let's go to Cassius. Cassius, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, Kevin, you had two excellent guests yesterday that really solved the mystery as to what happened here in terms of the sorrowful outcome of the election. One was Miss Megan Barf, and the other one was a fellow who was of Mexican extraction that explained exactly why we're in the state. We don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on consultants to be flown in, so Michael McDonald can figure out in his own mind what exactly happened. Heller never went on your show. Michael McDonald never takes questions from the public. Danny Darkanian is not the brightest bulb. He has to have his wife speak for him and his mother speak for him. And Heller's a mumble mouth. These people are the worst candidates I've ever seen in this state, and it's no wonder that we lose every single time. And as I said yesterday to you, this state is blue because we have now become, as you say, California East, and it's never going to change. If you think that we are going to ever be successful, and Barbara Sagavsky, are you kidding me? She is absolutely the worst, and whether she got elected or not, I think proves the fact that the Democrats want her there. This is a joke. This is sad, and I encourage everybody to call Michael McDonald and tell him to accept the offer he offered yesterday or a few days ago in terms of his resignation. He should actually resign because he's completely useless.
Tell me who you'd like to see. I mean, because you know it's one thing to say, well, this guy's got to be gone, but then you got to say, well, who's going to replace him? Who would you like to see?
I've got a bold suggestion for you. How about Mr. Wayne Allen Root?
Wayne Allen Root tries to write books at 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
in the morning. Tell me when the guy would have time to travel 17 counties, speak at every Lincoln Day dinner.
You'd have to ask him. He seems to have the energy. Either that or Patrick Casal. But, you know, there's all kinds of suggestions we can make. But in all seriousness, we need to really revamp the Republican infrastructure in this town. And I've told you that in this entire state. I've told you that before because these outcomes are getting worse and worse. I don't think we have a chance in the future because, again, demographics. And Mr. McDonald mentioned demographics three times to you yesterday, but he didn't flesh it out. He says, well, maybe it's a matter of demographics. What does he mean by that? Why doesn't he come out and boldly state what has exactly happened here in terms of demographics? Nobody wants to address it. Thank you.
There you go. Cassius, thank you, man. I think we all know what demographics are. And again, one of the reasons why I think he was reluctant to speak yesterday was that we don't know what they call the analytics. I mean, they talk about that in baseball, too, now. I got to look at the analytics. Well, and that analytics essentially, they govern what you do in the future. They help you see what went wrong and what went right. I have been reluctant to speak to what happened, mainly because I don't know, and I'm not a numbers cruncher. But all I can tell you is what happened in the gubernatorial race because I ran the numbers. And the numbers are, it's rather obvious that the margin of victory for Steve Sisolak over Adam Laxalt was 39,800. If you combine Ryan Bundy, Russell Best, and none of the above, you've got 42,800. If those two and none of the above were not there, Adam Laxalt probably wins or might win. or would have a better chance of winning. Just a thought. We'll take a break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. You want to join us? I've got two lines open right now. If you want to squeeze through right now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. You can celebrate Thanksgiving at Ichabod's with a traditional holiday meal featuring your choice of oven-roasted turkey, homemade honey-baked ham, lamb chops, Chardonnay walleye, or maybe slow-cooked prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4. And all Thanksgiving Day specials come with a piece of holiday pie and all the Turkey Day football you can watch. These specials begin at 12 noon Thanksgiving Day. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. In fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
Good. Okay, I had a question. I know that Wayne Allen Root had mentioned that he had proof on his phone on some of the falsifying votes and stuff, you know, going over the air and stuff like that. And another question, you mentioned that there is a party coming in to do some investigation. Why can't they investigate false ballots? Is that possible?
That's not what they do. These are people that are numbers crunchers. They are what is called analytics experts.
Oh,
and
okay. Well, what about?
And the Republican National Committee and they do this for a living. They don't, though. What you're talking about is a criminal investigation.
Right. Does anybody care? I mean, obviously Wayne Root has the proof. I mean, can't that be entered in to the FBI or to somebody that knows the law on our voting?
Well, here is one of the problems. One of the things I would love to do is to take a precinct or five precincts, and break it down and essentially do what is called an audit. The problem is judges won't do that because they're expensive.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think he won't be staying here too much longer, and neither will I. And I've been here 27 years, and it's a shame. It really is a shame.
You know, I've heard that from a lot of people just in the last couple of days. Not that they're, you know, threatening to move to Canada or move to Australia or someplace like that, but that they're just looking to get out of here, that the political climate is just toxic. And by the way, you think it's bad now. Wait until January when these people take the oath of office, and wait till February when the next session begins. And the good thing is Keith Pickard won his race, and as a result, Keith Pickard will prevent the state Senate from having a supermajority. So there will be one line of defense, and it'll be in the state Senate. But it's sad. It's sad you have to do this. It really is. Scott, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my return call in response to the caller who came in after me. My wife and I did get down to the polls, and we both voted straight Republican tickets. And a cab for $5. I want to know the name of that cab company where I can call a cab for $5.
Uber is a hell of a lot cheaper, trust me. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks for setting the record straight. Julie, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi, Kevin. I just have a question. What's so difficult about passing a federal law that requires every person who's qualified to vote to show two pieces of identification, like a driver's license and a passport, as Mexico does? What is the difficulty, and why wasn't that done prior to the elections?
Because there are people that don't want that. There are people that want illegals to vote. Wink, wink, nod, nod. No, that is a great question. But simple voter ID, the same way if I go to look at an apartment, I have to give the front desk lady at the apartment complex my driver's license. She makes a copy of it, of all things. No, I mean that happens everywhere. I want to cash a check somewhere. I gotta give him a photo ID. This is getting ridiculous. As if somehow it's onerous that we require people to provide a photo ID.
What is so wrong with that? And don't tell me there's some, 80-year-old woman out in the middle of nowhere, out in the boonies, who can't get to a DMV or someplace like that. I mean, we do that with DMV. You want to operate a motor vehicle in the state of Nevada, you got to have a photo ID, right? Just sounds like it would make sense. I mean, I'm sorry, but it really does. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Three callers back to the California zombies that are moving here. It's not just the Californication. It is the academia indoctrination. It is the children of the brainwashed children of illegals. And to sum it up, it's called lockstep goose stepping. To Megan Ryan's questions yesterday on why Republican, and she didn't have an answer. My God, Kevin, it's been 2.5 years when I made the statement to you before Trump's election, and I said to you, Kevin, has anybody paid you $44 million to lose for 8 to 12 years? Karl Rove, and what's going on in Florida? That's a Democratic sheriff that had his cops stand down at Parkland. Last but not least, Kevin, and I've been right on these, and I want to be wrong on this one, Kevin. Our president made a threat. I don't want it to be a threat because he follows through, and let him follow through on this. You add up the three countries that are letting this caravan through, and it adds up to $1 billion. If one of them get through, cut off all the financial aid, it's almost $1 billion. That's enough to build the wall with. No matter how slow or long, we're going to make a damn good wall, Kevin.
There you go. Thanks, Frank. I can't believe we have gone through 3 hours. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Chuck Muth did a great column where he said in the Governor Sandoval may have to take some of the blame for what happened a week ago today. We'll let Chuck defend his column, Muth's Truths. Coming up in our next show, he'll join us just after 9 o'clock, and I hope you will too. One of the things we're going to talk about, and by the way, he makes a great case about Governor Sandoval, the largest tax increase in the history of our state, the increase in the Medicaid rolls, which by the way ultimately will bankrupt our state. Just so you don't know if anybody minds that or not, but just thought you ought to know. He and, Dean Heller stood together saying, yeah, we're gonna increase our Medicaid rolls. That's great for those getting free health care. It's not so great with those of us that have to pay for it. That's going to do it today. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, will you please? Live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.